Ramil Knopfler, Parshas Kedoshim.
I've not got any experience with the Manchester Torah way. If it's anything similar to the London one, then I've done that one a few times. So you'll be more for me if I do anything wrong, but please correct me if I do. I want to discuss a Shaila. Shaila is in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer. Following question. Somebody knows for sure, before he starts, second day Pesach, second night Pesach, he knows for sure he's having surgery at some point during the Yomer. He knows for sure he's going to be down and out for 24 hours. He definitely knows for sure he's going to be down and out for 24 hours. Question is, does he begin or does he not begin Shetach with the Broch? And I'm going to maybe not be pushed at the Shaila. I'm going to speak through the Tzodim of the Shaila. We should understand it a little bit. And the beginning of this story is a Tosfos in Menachos Daf Samachov Amud Aleph, where Tosfos in Menachos quotes from the Bahak, the Baal Halachos Gedolos, says the following. Taisa says, somebody who is not counted Sfira by night, who counts every night with a brocha, a yoim yoim, somebody hasn't. So Taisa quotes from the Bahag, Yispoir by yoim. You should count by day, count it by day. Taisa quotes it from the Bahag, and he brings a raya because when we know in the Torah and Parshas Re'e says, so the Torah was toile, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, from when they cut the Omer. Mehochel chelmeish bakomo, which is called the Ketziras HaOmer, from the cutting of the Omer. Now, Tosa says that the Bahag says, cutting of the Omer is a machlokes, whether it's ma'akev or not ma'akev. That means the ketzira soimah is ma'akev and the havoa soimah, that being makriv,
the korban oimah.
And the Bahag says, we paskin niktzar by yoim kosher. If you're koitzer it, even you didn't do it kadas or kadin, you did it by day, the havoa soimah is still kosher. You can bring the korban oimah even though you didn't do the ketzira properly. So Tosfos says, like you see the niktzar by yoim is kosher, so also is the sphira, which is dependent on the ketzira, also kosher, even if you do it by day. That's what it says in Tosfos. Now, the Achronim, and I found actually Rishonim as well, but definitely the Achronim, they have a big problem with this piece of Tosfos, because when it says niktzar by yoim kosher, it means you don't need, in order to be makriv the omer, to have ketziras omer. And the Gemara says, even if you were koitzer it before Pesach, not the right day, not the right time, halacha is the korban is kosher, you can bring the korban without it. So what's he bringing from niktzar by yom kosher that you can count by day? Counting by day, you can't do the same as the ketziras omer. All the achronim ask the kasha. Well, Tosfos is comparing, the Bahag is comparing it to the ketzira, the cutting, the harvesting of the omer. It's not a comparison.
That's the kasha that they ask. I found that the Ritzvo in Megillah asks the kasha. This is one din that we have to know from the Bahag. Now, let's just store it, and let's go on to another din that Tosis quotes from the Bahag at the end of the Tosis.
Tosis says, the new halacha.
Halacha, which everybody knows, because we paskin it more or less, and I say more or less, bedafka, in Shulchan Aruch. Somebody's missed out a complete 24 hours. Missed out a complete 24 hours. Cannot continue counting, we say, with a bracha. Can't continue counting with a bracha.
The Tosis says from the Bahag, Oid kos posak bal halochos gedoles, shim hifsik yomechot v'lo sofa, he's left out a complete 24 hours and hasn't counted, shuv einoy sofer. Why? Mishum deboya tmimos. It says sheva shavos is tmimos. That's the quote of the Bahag, and the Bahag says, you're finished, you can't carry on counting at all, because you've lost it. By missing out a complete day, you've lost it.
Tosfos
is ha'ora on the Bahag is the tamer gedoyle hu. V'lo yitochen. Tosfos says, it's a mystery, I don't understand what the Baal HaLochos Kedoyle says, and it's not right. That's what Tosfos says. It doesn't say why, doesn't say what, doesn't say when. That's what Tosfos says.
Now, you look in the Rosh. The Rosh, when he quotes the Bahag, he also says Bahag is very, very difficult to understand. And the Rosh says, his kasha is that the Einir of the Ri, he quotes from the Ri, the Rosh at the end of Psochim, the whole kol lailo v'lailo mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi hu.
Kol lailo v'lailo mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi hu means what's the previous night got to do with this night? Every single night's a separate mitzvah. What do I care whether last night he did leave out or didn't leave out?
That's the Rosh's kasha, kol lailo v'lailo mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi hu, because
the Rosh understood that the Baal HaLochos Gedoyles is saying there's one long mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer,
starting from the second night of Pesach, all the way through until Shavuos.
One long mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Once you've missed part of the mitzvah, no point in carrying it on, because I'm not going to do the mitzvah in any case. Therefore, the halacha is, it's fafalan, and you can't be mekayim the mitzvah.
That's what Rosh understood the Bahag. And the Bahag says, Rosh says, I don't agree.
Why don't I agree? Because every night is separate, it's not one mitzvah. Every single night is considered as a separate mitzvah.
And therefore, the halacha is irrelevant of whether I counted last night or not. Tonight is 17, tonight is 18. I'm counting when I do this mitzvah of tonight, irrelevant of whether I did or didn't do last night. The chinuch in mitzvah Shin Vov, he also quotes the Bahag and understands the Bahag as saying that it's all one long mitzvah. One long mitzvah. The Machzor Vitri was a Talmud of Rashi, one of the Rishonim, Talmud of Rashi, and the Machzor Vitri says, on the Bahag, quotes him,
now we've got three Rishonim, the Rosh, the Chinuch, and now the Machzor Vitri says, where do you find a mitzvah which 49 brochas I can make on one mitzvah? I got one long mitzvah lasting from second day Pesach all the way through
until Shavuos, and you're telling me that you can make 49 brochas on one single mitzvah, 49 brochas,
kenish that. So again, Machzavitri disagrees with Bahag and says, I'm sorry, you can't say it's one mitzvah, it's definitely not one mitzvah, it's definitely 49 separate mitzvahs. Happens to be,
and this is interesting, the same Bahag,
Baal HaLochos Gedoyles, the same Bahag, holds that, you know, when you do Shchita on either a Chayo or an Oif, there's a mitzvah, as we learned last week, etc.,
to do Kisui Adam. You have to do mitzvah of Kisui Adam.
We all consider Shchita, Kisui, well, we, if you don't hold that in the Bahag, it's two separate mitzvahs. Shoichet Shechs, and then there's dam, and there's a mitzvah to be mechasa to cover the dam,
but offer, there's a mitzvah to be mechasa the dam, but offer.
We make a broch on the shechita, we make a broch on the kisei adam. The Bahag says, the shechit is not allowed to speak between the shechita and the kisei adam, and he should only make the brocha of kisei adam after he's done the kisei adam, because it's all one mitzvah. One mitzvah.
So he counts it as one mitzvah. Interesting. And there's two brochas. So he seemed to not mind the fact that even though it's one mitzvah, the mitzvah of shechita and kisei adam,
didn't mind the fact that you're making two brochas on one mitzvah. And I'll tell you something even more closer to home. You know, the Arab Aminim on Sukkos, Lulav Esrog, Hadassah Na'arova, the din is that Ma'akveh Zu'azu, if you don't have all four, you can't be Noitel the Arab Aminim.
The Bahag says, but if you have all four,
you don't have to take them together. You can take them one after another, you can take them separately, you don't have to hold them together, you can take the Lulav, the Esrog, Hadassah Na'arova. And more than that, the Bahag says, you can make a separate broch on each. On the Tilas Lulav, on the Tilas Hadas, Tilas Esrog, on the Tilas Arova, you can make.
So you see the Bahag didn't mind that two. Now we have two comparisons to Sfiras Haimah, where the Bahag allows more than one brocha happen to a mitzvah, which is really only one mitzvah.
Okay,
that could be. What do you say?
Both your cases, you can example, both in a different mazah, Shchita, Kisidah.
The sphere. Every night. No, separate mass, every night. Tonight's one, tomorrow night's two.
Separate mass,
every single night. It's also fine. Okay. I think it's fine. Yeah. So it could be that might be the answer, but I'm going to go on a different mahalach than the Yishonim, but we'll see first. Famous Menchas Chinuch, you know, I'm sure many of you have been to Bar Mitzvahs in middle of the Sfiras Haimah, quite a regular occurrence that the Bar Mitzvah boy should be speaking in the middle of the Sfiras Haimah about a cotton sheneskadel be'emetzah ha'sfira. What's the problem of a cotton sheneskadel be'emetzah ha'sfira? So Menchas Chinuch makes a very major problem out of it. Menchas Chinuch mitzvah she involved. Major problem. Why is it a problem? It says, look, if you're going to hold, it's one long mitzvah. He comes in into the middle. Does he get the mitzvah in the middle? Does he not get the mitzvah in the middle? So Menchas Chinuch says, look, according to the Bahag,
who holds it is one long mitzvah, and we are obviously in halacha for the Bahag because we tuck it don't make a brocha if we've left out a whole 24 hours. So the Menchas Chinuch says, I have a big problem with the cotton sheneskadel be'emetzah ha'sfira. Because he'll tell me, okay, so he comes into the middle of the mitzvah. He can't, shall we use the Loshon of today, he can't kick in to the mitzvah properly because he's coming in the middle. Like a cotton who becomes a godly in the middle of Yom Kippur. He's behaving Shtei Saras in the middle of Yom Kippur. He's not going to have a mitzvah now to fast because the mitzvah is to fast one long day. He's missed that because he hasn't started the day with a...
He hasn't started the day with the Tanis.
Therefore, he's not going to get it in the middle of the mitzvah, which is Pashtus and Dovah Poshet.
So the Menchas Chinuch says, I have a big problem.
A cotton becomes a god in the middle of the sphere. What's he going to do? Now, listen to this problem. You'll say, okay, so he doesn't get the mitzvah in Torah. Fine, he doesn't. But like he was counting beforehand, he can continue counting as well. And the Chinuch says, no, I have a problem with that as well.
Why do I have a problem? Because
a cotton until he's bar mitzvah, there's a mitzvah of chinuch. Once he's bar mitzvah, he's a man on himself. He has to stand on his own feet. There's no chinuch anymore, so he can't make the brocha because of chinuch. And he can't make the brocha because he's a godel, because he doesn't get the mitzvah. So Mela has stuck, he says, maybe he can't make the brocha at all. How should he carry on? You know, the minhag is that we do with our cotton to carry on, he has to carry on. But the Menchas Chinuch has a major problem about it. Based on the fact, you know, that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that somebody who ate matzah when he was potter, let's say he was a shoter, so he was potter from eating matzah on Seder night,
And then he became better. Matzah is, the Rosh HaKodesh says, is...
Matzah, the Asisa.
The Asvasa.
The Asvasa.
Yeah, 100%. It's got healing properties, although he wasn't becoming this.
Yeah, it's got the healing properties in without.
He became better, became more straighter. So the Gemara says he has to eat matzah again, because he wasn't a kalamitzah. He ate it when he was potter. So the same way that when Chazal says, somebody's been counting Sfira Soima before he was chayev, and it's all one mitzvah,
he can't kick into the mitzvah properly. And chinuch is lost because he's not cotton anymore.
How does he carry it? That's the Chazal's problem.
All the usage on the Bahag.
You can only say that if he holds that Sfira Soima today is Dabaisa.
Is
he say Dabaisa?
Yeah.
If he says Dabaisa, he's got
Kaaba. You might be right.
But it's a machlekes. The Rambam says it's correct. You might be right. It's true.
Yeah, with the
it's Dabaisa, it just carries on the same way that he had before. Could be. We could say a shir on that as well. But okay. Now? Tomorrow.
Okay. So, according to all this,
the understanding of the Bahag, which the Rosh understood in that way, the Chinuch, the Rishon understood in that way, the Machzor Vitri understood that way, they all got problems with him. Minchas Chinuch, going along with his Yishan, also understood the Bahag this way,
all one mitzvah. Now, it's 100%.
If that is the case, and we go back to our shaila at the beginning, a chap who knows that he's going to be down and out for 24 hours in the middle of the sphere, whatever point it's on, even if it's on the 48th day, Erev Shavuos, so before Erev Shavuos, he's going to have his surgery, his operation, he'll be down and out. He can't start counting with a brocha, because he knows he's not going to be able to complete this mitzvah. He knows he's not going to be able to complete the mitzvah. Cannot start with a brocha, and then his brocha will be that's why. And that Rabbi Sai will be halacha lemaisa. We're not just discussing the Bahag here. This Bahag is taskin la halacha. In Shulchan Aruch it says, we start a day, not continue to have that brocha. We start the attack.
But sometimes you eat, they tell you to fast before the operation. Then just before the maisa, they tell you, if you have an emergency, go back.
That's if it's NHS. Then you make the surgery that is supposed to be on the fourth day of the Omer, or the seventh day, or the eighth, or the ninth day of the Omer. There's plenty of cushions still that the NHS might bring you back.
Let's carry on. In dem is keine solche Missen um die Schale. Alle sollen sein gesinnt und stark. Okay? But what can you do? It can happen. Okay? So this would be a problem. Now, let's go weiter. Shulchan Aruch. Tov Pei Tes. Siv Zayin. Mechaba Paskins. Yeah? Shochach. Veloy beirach balaylo yisper beyoim beloy brocha. Like the Bahag, yisper beyoim beloy brocha. Says Mishnah Bura, if you did that, but listen carefully, Rabbi Yisrael, if you did that, you're okay to continue. Means the next night and all future nights, the halacha is, and continue counting with a brocha. Why? He counted, when he counted by day, not so sure. It's Yisper B'lei Brocha. Yeah? Yisper B'lei Brocha. It's not so sure. So the Mishnah Brura says, and I want you to store this now as well, the Mishnah Brura says, the reason why he can continue counting with the Brocha is because it's a sex faker.
Why? The Rishonim argue with this Bahag that possibly by day you can't count. And you've lost. And if that would be the case, you've lost it completely and you can't continue counting with a brocha at all. But the Bahag holds that by day you can also do it. So since it's a sophic and a specs faker, even if you missed out as a specs faker,
therefore the halacha is you can continue counting with a brocha. However, if you've missed out a complete 24 hours,
Halacha is, you've lost it, and that's the end of the story.
Now, what I'm going to do from now is, I'm going to prove that there are some Rishonim who had a different pshat in the Bahag,
I'm going to try and explain what that pshat is in the Bahag, and according to that pshat in the Bahag, the whole story lahalocha is going to change. Okay? The whole story lahalocha is going to change.
First of all, a Tosmus Mefurish in Megillah, in Daf Chof Amud Beis. Tosmus in Megillah, he brings down the Loshon of Baal Halochas Gedolos, more than what he does in Menachos, he brings down Loshon. Now please listen carefully. Hecha de Inshi Lisper Balailo. Somebody who forgot, Inshi's forgot, he forgot to, like Menashe, somebody who forgot to count Balailo. Yisper Oz Beyoim Beloi Brocha.
So he says, quotes the Bab, should count per day without the Brocha. Now let's stop a second. Bahag himself should have said you can count with a Brocha. Bahag holds that you can do it per day. That's how Tosis and Menachos quotes it. So he himself would say you can count with a Brocha. And the Rashash says, how could Tosis be quoting the Bahag as saying that you count without a Brocha? We are not sure whether the Bahag is right or not. We have a Shaila, we count and we don't make a Brocha. But the Bahag himself was the one who said you can count per day. According to him, it should definitely be with the Brocha. Yes, by being Brocha.
Rashash. On Tosfos, Rashash on Tosfos in Megillah has this kasha. Rashash asks the kasha. Rashash, I don't understand. I know that we show them arguing, we pass them without a Brocha, but not the Bag himself. The
Bag himself held it could be Makan and Mitzvah, therefore, that's the problem. You can't end there without Bracha.
Because now you have to repeat it again.
Are you asking
the question? Night and day.
You what? He counted?
Night and, day.
He counted again at the day. I'll make another one.
Without Brahma, no.
Of course.
Just to repeat it, you know, that's true.
So, that's the Bahag, yeah? Okay, now let's go on. I'm quoting you now another Rishon, which is the Modcha, in Masechtas Megillah. The Mot says, I'm going to read you out exactly what happens, and you'll tell me what the problem is. Yeah? Ukvar sho'al l'Rabbeinu Yaakov bar Yokor. Mi shelei beirach balayla. Somebody who hasn't made a brocha of Svila Soma by night. Mahu sheyivorech bayoyim. Can he or can he not make the brocha by day? Veheishiv. Rabbeinu Yaakov bar Yokor answered. Listen to this. Sechar sfira yahavinele. Sechar sfira bizmano lo yahavinele. Similar to a Loshon of a Gemara in Brochus, like but somebody davened tashlumin, we give him sechar tfila, but we don't give him sechar tfila bizmano. So the Gemara says that Rabbeinu Yaakov Ayoka says here, sechar sfira yahavinele, but sechar sfira bizmano lo yahavinele. Now, the Modcha then goes on and says, "Ve'ein hadova yedua imom alahem lispoir ulevorech oy shelay levorech." Not clear whether the answer was that you make it with a brocha or without a brocha. The Modcha carries on. V'rav yor, another mission. V'rav yor oimer the vaday beloy brocha mishum brocha levatola. It's a brocha of atola. He says you can't count by day with a brocha. It's a brocha of atola. Here he's talking about the same shit as the Bahag. Count. You give him a schar sfira, not with a brocha. And it's a brocha of atola if you do it. He says, yeah. But count it without a brocha. Moine b'loy brocha. Yeah. And what's all this about?
What does this mean? He's talking about the mitzvah of sfira soima. He says you didn't count it by night.
He counts it by day, and he says that if you do it,
you give him schar sfira, you don't give him schar sfira bismano, and you definitely can't make a brocha. If you do make a brocha, the brocha is a brocha of atol.
Now, I want to explain what I think he's trying to say. The pshat is like this.
We've got a question in Sfiras HaEmah. When you count Sfiras HaEmah, Shem Yichid, Kitchev, Richu, Makayim, Mitzvah, you make a brocha, you Makayim, Mitzvah.
Comes the Bahag, and the Bahag says, I have a major problem.
The problem is this. Somebody missed out. He missed out counting the sphere. Missed out counting the sphere of one night. There's a bad look. You count sphere 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way till 49. So if it's 4 comes after 3. If it's 5 comes after 4. There's a bad.
You can only count 5 if you're on for number 5.
If you're not on for number 5, how can you count number 5? You can count number 6 if you're on for number 6. The Rishonim all understood one long mitzvah. The Rosh says, well, they've been one mitzvah every night, except the night. Tonight's number 5, tonight's number 6, tonight's number 7. All nights are all different.
Says the Bahag. No. I hold.
You missed a night out, yeah? Maybe it's all every night a separate mitzvah, but there's a link. The link is, if I'm on for number 5, I have to be on for number 5. If I'm on for number 6, I have to be on for number 6. You can't count number 6 if you haven't counted number 5. You can't count number 5 if you haven't counted number 4. You can't count number 7 if you haven't counted number 6.
It's just, it says the Bahag. So to the Bahag, I agree that every single night, you different shot now, every single night is a different mitzvah. But the mitzvah can only be in the sky if I'm on the cheshbon. If I'm not on the cheshbon, then the mitzvah can't be in the sky.
I'll give you a very good example for it. Yeah?
And I think we'll understand this very well.
The Bir Alocha, Nelchus Sfiras HaEmah, he brings down
Shitta of a Rishon called the Ritz case. The Ritz case is a Rishon, Shitta of the Rishon, the Ritz case. He brings down the Shitta of the Ritz case.
The Ritz case has the following. Yeah? If somebody's left out, let's say day number 5, he's left out day number 5 completely, the whole 24 hours, he didn't count day number 5.
So the Ritz case disagrees with the Bahag.
He says you can continue counting with a brocha. Can continue counting with a brocha. But, on day number 6, you have to say, before you count number 6, yesterday was number 5. Nobody's suggesting that when he says yesterday was number 5, he's being the kind of mitzvah.
He has to say yesterday is number 5, and now l'shem yichet kitcher berichu, burich ato Hashem al tziras o'aymeh, hayoyim em shisha yomim lo'aymeh.
Hear what's going on? The Ritz Geis demands from the person, he's messed out number 5, saying yesterday was 5, now you can do your mitzvah.
So the Ritz Geis is allowing you to continue all the way through the Sfirat Sa'ima with a broch, even though you've missed out a day,
provided, you've somehow acknowledged that yesterday was number 5, and the day before was number 4, possibly you've missed out 2 days. You can say 2 days ago, I don't know. But that is what the Ritz Geis and Shitta is. Now,
nobody will suggest that according to the Ritz Geis, when you say yesterday was number 5, you're being Mekayim a mitzvah.
The mitzvah, you're only being Mekayim when I say today is number 6. Why are you saying yesterday was number 5 with interest in doing mitzvahs? The answer is, you're saying that yesterday was number 5 to keep your sphere intact. How do you keep your sphere intact? Only by acknowledging that yesterday was number 5, then you can do your mitzvah that tonight's number 6.
If you haven't acknowledged that yesterday was number 5, I can't count number 6. So the Ritz Geis is a halfway house.
He says, not like the Bahag, you can continue, but not like all these Rishonim say, I don't even have to acknowledge yesterday's day. You do have to acknowledge yesterday's day, and possibly, according to the Ritz Geis, the 2 days before, the 3 days before, you can do as well.
Now,
following that, I believe that the Shitta of the Bahag, and that's going to be the Pshat of these Rishonim, the Shitta of the Bahag is one Shitov Bahag says 100% every single night is a separate mitzvah. And when you do each night a mitzvah Yom Kai, a mitzvah b'shleimus, and break the bracha back, the Bahag has a problem. If I've left out a night, how can I do tonight's mitzvah number 6 if I've left out number 5 completely? Says the Bahag, if I follow him, he doesn't hold you've got the Ritz Gaius' Eitzah of saying yesterday was number 5. Now I'll tell you what the Bahag will have a trick. Halfway to the Ritz Gaius, which is, you can only be Makayim, the mitzvah of Sfira So'oimah by night. As I state, Kol mitzvah shen by Laila, like the Ketira So'oimah, you have to be by night, you can only be Makayim, the mitzvah by night. Says the Ritz, says the Bahag, you forgot counting in the nights, and you count on this day, let's talk about the fifth day, you count on the day of number 5, Hayoim Yoim Chamisha Yoim La'imah, not being Makayim a mitzvah. You've lost it because you didn't count the night. But it helps that you're going to be able to continue counting number 6 and number 7 and number 8, which if you would have left out the day completely, you wouldn't have been able to do that. So the chiddush of the Bahag is, it's all one. Chiddush of the Bahag is, when you left out counting night, you've lost your mitzvah for this night. However, you can still have a chance to count it by day, but that not being Makayim a mitzvah. But it's going to help you that you're going to be able to continue counting further afterwards. So Chinu Ledin, when Tosfos quotes the Bahag and says that when you're counting, you count without a brocha by day. So the Rosh Hashanah says, I don't understand, the Bahag is the one who holds you can count by day. It doesn't. Bahag says you can count by day, but not you'll be with time and mitzvah, you can't make a broch on it. You're only counting by day in order to be able to continue afterwards counting. And he doesn't know that the Ritz Gaius who says I can count backwards retrospectively, yesterday was so and so, on the day I've got to be able to say, but you're not going to be with time and mitzvah when you do it. No way. So we have a new pshat in the Bahag. The pshat in the Bahag is that the mitzvah is every day a separate one. But the sphere, in order that should be able to count, you have to have a unit of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And that chedik of it, if I've missed out counting by night and I've lost my mitzvah, I can be Makayim doing it by day in order to continue. And it's not because of the specs faker that we do that. The Bahag says that is the Kedas Ukedin. The Kedas Ukedin is, you count by day, you've done enough to allow yourself to continue counting afterwards with a brocha, because you're going to be Makayim a mitzvah every night. Now when the Motche said that Schar Sfira Yahavina Lei, Schar Sfira Biznono Lo Yahavina Lei, you know what he means? You give him Schar Sfira, it's called counting. And by counting, the thing is, you can continue counting. That's not a problem. But schar sfir bezmano, that to say you've been mekayim in the mitzvah, hold on, you can't be mekayim in the mitzvah, schar sfir bezmano, lo yavin alei. That's the pshat in the Bahag.
Is it still called tmimus?
Pardon?
Is it still called shel
hashavos? Called tmimus. It's called tmimus because I've counted every day. Even though I haven't been mekayim a mitzvah every day, but I've counted every day. And that, for the Bahag, is good. Mr. Bracha. Mr. Mitzvah, Mr. Bracha. But it's still, he's still counting.
Why, but it's what you can carry on then.
Wait. Now we've given you the information, we've given you the literature, now you say what you want. We come now to a cotton shehigdil. Let's come to a cotton shehigdil. Cotton shehigdil in the Sfira So'oimah. I was going to talk about the other case first, but you talk about the cotton shehigdil. It's a different shayla now. Different shayla. It's not one mitzvah. He hasn't come in the middle of the mitzvah and you want to kick him in the middle of the mitzvah. He's got a new mitzvah every night. My question is only really a different one, which might be a question. He counted until now. So his sequence is okay. He can count number 5, he can count number 6, he can count number 7, he can count 1, 2, 3, 4. Therefore, he can continue counting. But the question is a cotton's counting counted as counting? Sorry. Is a cotton's counting considered as counting? Do you consider a cotton?
say why not? Why not? You can't do a mitzvah because you're not God yet. You can't. You learn when you're a kid.
Just like when he's 12 years
later. And therefore, he's going to be having a Torah to carry on if you're because his mitzvah is now a complete mitzvah. Every single night at the Bible, what was missing? In fact, he didn't count before. Shame. The Shabbat, he can't. He didn't count the mitzvah before.
Now, just like the door of Nevdokim. Just like the door of Nevdokim. When he was taught, when he spoke, he made
it. Okay.
Now wait. Let's go back to this fellow. Who needs his surgery, needs his operation. Yeah? Let's talk about him. So we said when we started out, he knows he's going to be down and out for 24 hours, for sure miss a day. How can he start? How can he start counting? He knows he's going to miss. And if it's one mitzvah, retrospectively, all the brachos that he's made up to now, if he can't have brochel of Atzola, because it's all one mitzvah, he's not completing the mitzvah. And he knows from the beginning how going to be completing the mitzvah. Now that's only if the Bahag holds it's all one long mitzvah. I can't start counting with a brochel if I know that I'm going to stop it in the middle. But if it's every night a separate mitzvah, the only reason why I can't continue counting when I've left out the day is because I've lost my secret, but until I get there, I'm being mechanized every night. There's no brochas of Atola. And I can go and make my brochas, and it's fine and well, and you can do it.
According to Ritz case.
Because if we say according to the Bahag now, it's not one mitzvah, every night is a separate mitzvah. The only problem is, if I've lost one day, I can't continue counting, but till I get there, I'm going
to
be mechanized.
Afterwards, they can go back the one day with the
only according to Ritz case, you can, yeah.
Are you talking to me? You got to talk a bit louder. I would say I'm not 60 anymore.
It's not 100% guaranteed in that operation. He was going private.
Okay. I want to tell you something else, Rabbi Yisrael.
You know, there's a question in the Achronim, Noda Behuda, Kibega, Rachmona Litzlam, and Oinim. An oinin in the Sfiris Oinin, yeah? It has a big problem,
because the oinin's not allowed to do mitzvahs, not allowed to make brochas, can't, yeah?
Not allowed to. Maybe it's not valid if he does it, he's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah, oinin. What's he do? He's an oinin one of the nights of the Sfiris. If it's not going to be for 24 hours, I've never made a problem. After the Kura, he'll say, whatever it was, the oinin, not a problem. But he is traveling, if he's going to Eretz Yisrael, oinin.
So they have a big problem, because he can't do.
Now, their problem is only because if he's going to leave out the day, he's going to run into problems further. To do the mitzvah now, he can't do.
According to the Bahag, if we say this pshat, he can do accounting without being mekayem a mitzvah. Yeah? Maybe I'd advise him to do it by day. He's not being mekayem a mitzvah. Not only is not being mekayem a mitzvah, and his taka not being mekayem a mitzvah. It doesn't matter.
He can count. He can't be Makama Mitzvah. He can count. And counting for the Bahag is good enough. If you're not going to be Makama Mitzvah, so let him carry on.
It's not a problem. Let him carry on. That would be the Shaila with the Oinin. So I think that if we're going to take on this Pshat in the Bahag,
we have a whole different area of Aloha. Now, you know, Mishnah Berurah quotes a Sefer Shulchan Shleimer.
One of the poskim, he quotes the Shulchan Shleimer.
Shulchan Shleimer says, Noshim, they don't like this, the ladies, they really don't like this halacha. I mean, many of them don't like this halacha. It is Noshim shouldn't start.
Noshim shouldn't start counting. What does he say?
Shebevadai yitu yoyim echad. They'll definitely, it's not even a question, yeah? They'll definitely be told one day. But normally we learn pshat in the halacha that it's like this fellow's going to have an operation. If you start counting with a brocha, you'll realize when you've made a mistake. But all retrospective brochas are now going to be levatola because I'm not being able to complete the mitzvah. According to what I've just said, even if all the brochas that you've made, even if you're going to miss a day, all the brochas that you've said till now are considered okay. So I'm telling you
Shulchan Shemit doesn't mean that. We're learning wrong pshat, because if that would be the case, it would be against what I'm saying, pshat from the Ba'an.
Shulchan Shemit means, can't ask Noshim to count, because they'll just make a mistake. When it's day number 10, they might count day number 9, or they might forget to count. And then they're going to miss it out, yeah? They're going to miss it out, and something's going to happen, that they're going to have maybe the brochel of Atol on that night, and it's count the wrong day. We don't want that. So really, they shouldn't start counting with the brochel. That's the Pshat Shulchan Aruch. Not because if they miss a night out, all the retrospective brochels will be lost. That's why I have to say for you today, thank you very much for listening.
Why can't you stand say that? If you miss 10 days, you say yesterday and day before and day before then. You can do that, you can do 10, you can do 10.